So, you got a new Supergirl script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh boy, the Snyderless verse is underway, baby.
It sure is, sir. So we meet Supergirl on this planet that has a red sun, which means she can drink.
I'm kind of the opposite. In my experience, drinking leads to a red sun.
What?
Had a couple beers, forgot to sunscreen my kid, so why does she want to get drunk?
Well, it's her 23rd birthday, and also she doesn't really feel a connection to Earth, so she's just kind of traveling.
Oh, bummer.
So she goes to this alien space bar with a bunch of space aliens that look weird.
Sounds a little derivative of the Star Wars cantina scene.
No, it's not derivative, if you call it an homage.
Really? Huh, imagine that.
Yeah, there is an homage in that. I just told you there was.
That's not... Never mind.
So anyway, she puts on some rock music from Earth and does a little dance.
She doesn't feel a connection to Earth, but she listens to Earth music.
Yeah, well, I figure since James Gunn is involved, we're gonna need a needle drop and the main character dancing to it. That's just kind of how characters are introduced.
That is his go-to move. So they've got Earth music in this space bar.
Sure, why not? So anyway, we're gonna meet the bad guy of this movie, too. His name is Krem.
Well, that doesn't sound very menacing. What's his last name? De La Krem?
Oh, he's menacing, all right.
So what's his deal?
His deal is that he's a bad guy. Not even nice at all.
Oh, snap. Anything else?
He eats people's food sometimes without even asking.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds like an all-time villain right there.
You know it, sir. Krem's gonna be iconic. I can see people getting Krem tattoos on themselves like they did with the Joker.
Krem and yourself is tight.
So this freaking guy kills the whole family of this girl, Ruthie, but then he doesn't kill her. He walks away.
Why?
Because she's gonna be in the movie some more, so I can't have him hurting her right now. That would mess this whole thing up.
Oh, okay.
So then she goes to get Supergirl for help, but then Krem steals Supergirl's ship and shoots her dog, Krypto.
He kills the dog?
Not exactly. He shoots him with a poison dart and he's gonna die in 3 days if he doesn't get the antidote. Why not just shoot him with an instantly dead weapon like everyone else?
Because I want the movie to be Supergirl racing to save Krypto's life.
Oh man, this bad guy's super considerate of the movie you're trying to make.
Yeah, he does whatever I tell him to do.
That's pretty cool.
So Krem carries the antidote on him on a necklace because that's where I'd like him to have it.
Nice.
Which means Ruthie and Supergirl want to catch him, each for their own different personal reasons.
Alright, sounds like the stage is set for a movie to happen now.
And happen it will. So they head out on this space bus, but then that gets hijacked by space pirates.
So Supergirl kicks their butts?
Well, she doesn't have her powers back yet, but then she gets launched into space by these pirates and the sun hits her and she gets her powers back.
Wow, well now that she has her powers back, I guess she can defeat Krem no problem.
Exactly, and that's why I have her losing her powers constantly in this thing.
Oh.
Yeah, she's just way too overpowered and the villain, he's no match for her, so what am I supposed to do?
Choose a different villain for the movie?
No. So then Supergirl finds out from the pirates where Krem is.
Okay.
And on this next planet, there's gonna be freaking Lobo, and I was thinking we get Jason Momoa to play him.
Oh boy, Jason Momoa is Lobo? What's up with him? What's the reason for him to be in this movie?
Fan service.
What?
Fan service? You guys need a fan in here?
You're going door to door?
Yeah, people love fan service.
I mean, we got air conditioning, so I think, you know, we're good.
You don't want fan service?
If it doesn't really serve a purpose, you know, why would we?
Okay.
Sorry, what were we saying?
I don't remember.
Oh well, so then what happens?
Well, on this planet, Supergirl's gonna get poisoned, so that's gonna weaken her powers a little bit.
Right, you did say that would start happening a lot.
It does, and then Ruthie's about to kill Krem to get her revenge, but Supergirl stops her.
How come?
Well, she's like, revenge is bad, trust me, that's not a road you want to go down.
Sounds like she's speaking from experience.
She's not, but she's speaking pretty confidently about it.
Oh, okay.
She's like, if you kill this guy, that's gonna follow you forever.
Isn't the fact that he killed her whole family gonna follow her too?
Hey, shut up. So then Krem escapes and they find out he's on this other planet and get this, this one has a green sun.
So Supergirl loses her powers.
She loses her powers.
Get those powers out of here. The movie's not done yet.
So she starts straight up dying in a cave. I mean, this sun is really kicking her butt.
Man, gonna be hard for her to save the day now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, eventually the planet rotates and then it's a yellow sun, so she's good again.
Well earned. She had the heroic patience to wait for that to happen.
She didn't have a choice. She was completely debilitated, lying in a cave.
Still kind of cool to get her powers back.
Glad you think so. Oh, and also Ruthie brought Supergirl's S outfit to this planet.
Why'd Ruthie bring that?
Because I want Supergirl to wear that in the finale.
That makes sense.
So Supergirl goes to confront Krem, and he shoots her with a freaking kryptonite dart.
So she loses her powers?
So she loses her powers!
How did he know that kryptonite would do that to her?
Unclear. Oh, and then also Supergirl has rescued some ladies that had been kidnapped by Krem and his people, so the one of them kills one of the bad guys, and Supergirl's like, hey!
Good job.
So revenge is okay. okay for that girl, but not Ruthie.
Yeah, totally fine for this girl. We don't really know her. So then Supergirl gets her powers back, and now she's gonna use them and kick some butt.
Oh boy, Supergirl unleashed and kicking butt. Nothing we could do could make this moment uncool.
And we'll play a slow cover of The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
What was that?
It just takes some time, little girl, you're in the middle. Except this is a girl singing with a really soft voice, and she's singing in cursive.
This is the climax of the movie.
Yes.
Oh, hey, what about any other song?
No.
Well, I tried. So then Ruthie's about to kill Krem, but then she doesn't.
Well, good, I guess.
So then Supergirl kills him.
I don't think I get... I'm not sure where she stands on revenge, I'm gonna be honest.
Me neither.
So then the day is saved and Supergirl goes back to Earth because she decided to live there now. She's gonna be okay with it now.
Oh, what changed her mind?
Oh, well, you know, a whole movie happened.
Yeah.
Stuff happened. She must have learned some kind of lesson. Some kind of change happened within her. I'm almost sure of it.
Well, fingers crossed.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
What do I think?
I think superhero fatigue, schmooper schmiro schmatigue.
Did you say schmooper schmiro schmatigue?
It's time we really got this cinematic universe underway. Show people that we're a real box office juggernaut.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.